evening, everybody. I only know one way to follow up that kind of information. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the Haycock family to you, Lord, and we ask that you just be with our brother. Strengthen his heart right now. Be with the entire family, Lord, and just let your peace rest on them. And what hurts them hurts all of us here. And Lord, we just ask that peace does reign tonight. And in the weeks ahead, that your peace would just remain on each and every one of us. Strengthen them with your strength, Lord. They don't have to be anything but who they are. They don't have to act a certain way, Lord. Just comfort their hearts. Nothing's expected. Give them peace, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I had many, many, many words I was going to speak tonight. And as I sat down and wrote everything out, 3-4 pages, tore them out, threw them away, and landed on what I'm going to do. That hasn't happened to me for a while. I got to a point where I could, you know, pretty well pick out what the Lord wanted, although I had a lot of thoughts in my head, wanted me to do. This one was a little different. So, hang on. It will be different. You may say, she's taking that out of context. Take it any way you want. I don't really care. It'll hold water. You'll see. Turn to Malachi chapter 3. Now, you guys know what this chapter is. We're going to look at it in a little different light tonight. So open minds, open ears. Behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And that's speaking of John the Baptist. And the Lord, the Messiah, whom you seek, will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger or angel of the covenant, whom you desire, behold, he shall come, says the Lord of hosts. Verse 2. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. You ever feel like the word just rubs you? Scrubs you? Itches you a little? Scratches you maybe? Refiner's fire, refiner's soap and water to clean us up. That's why it rubs. It's getting us clean of what needs to go. Amen? Verse 3. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver, and he will purify the priests and the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. We are called kings and priests today. Now, I know this is talking about a different time, guys. But I'm going to relate this tonight to modern-day vernacular, okay? Just to let you know right up what I'm doing. It might seem like I'm taking it out of context, but listen to the words, okay? They are from the Word. Refine them like gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord offerings in righteousness. Offerings in righteousness. Have we seen that before in this passage of Scripture, in this book? That we're going to be purified and cleaned and scrubbed in order that we can offer to the Lord offerings in righteousness. Right offerings. Verse 4. Then will the offering of Judah, then will our offering and Jerusalem's be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in ancient years. 5. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against you, the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against the false swearers, and against those who oppress, the hireling and his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and who turn aside the temporary resident from his right, and fear me not, says the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I do not change. This is why you, O son of Jacob, are not consumed. He does not change, therefore he will not consume them for whatever it is they're doing, and he's about to tell us what it is they've been up to. He will not consume them because he is merciful and loving and caring. He gives us many, many, many chances over and over and over and over and over. If we have not seen his face yet, it's not too late to get rid of any junk we need to get rid of. Amen? He will give us all the time and chances we need. What will we do with the time? He does not change, and he does not consume. 7. Even from the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my ordinances and have not kept them. Sounds like backsliding to me. Return to me. They went somewhere. Return to me. Where are you guys tonight? And I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? How, Lord? What is it you want us to do? How? How do we return to you? How do we stop doing whatever it is we're doing? How do we quit going over here somewhere else and do what you want us to do? How do we get off away from you? How do we return to you? That gives me the indication that we don't even realize it's like the frog Pastor talked about. We get set, you know, if you put him in the hot water, boom, he jumps out. But if you put him in that nice temperate and bring it up, he stays right there. That's exactly how we go lukewarm. That's exactly how we get tricked. That's exactly how we get taken away. We sit on our pew, on our seat, week after week, and we get taken far, far away from God. We don't hear, we don't obey. Listen, if we don't hear, we cannot obey. So when we're sitting out there thinking about our lunch and what we're doing next week and what's happening, this and that, and blah, 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 and da, 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 and we're not absorbing that word, we're going further and further away. Return. Here's how. God answers that question. Will a man rob or defraud God? Well, that's a weird thing to say. No, God, I ask you, how do I return to you? Will you rob or defraud God? I know, this is different than yet you rob and defraud me, but you say, in what way do we rob or defraud? So they pose another question. Okay, how do we return? They didn't like the answer. Okay, how are we robbing you? What are you saying? Well, what are you saying to us, God? Trying to weasel out is all that is. Trying to weasel out. You have withheld your tithes and offerings. I'm reading from the Amplified tonight. You have withheld your tithes and your offerings. Not just your tithe, not just that weekly gig, that 10%, but where did the offering go? I'll tell you where it went. It went with you wherever you went. Return it where it belongs, and you return where you belong. Amen. Oh, Joanne's going to give us a big offering. Yes, she is. Ding, 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 you win the prize. Look, we got some stuff going on. Building fund. We'll get it. I'll leave it up to you, Lord. But you know what? Return. I don't usually do, and Pastor Angela can tell you, and the ladies can tell you, I don't know that I think I've done Malachi a little differently, but I don't really do giving type messages. I leave it to Pastor. I don't. So this is out of the norm for me too. Verse 9. You are cursed with a curse, the curse, for you are robbing me, even the whole nation. And take that however you want. You are robbing the whole nation, or the whole nation is robbing God. Either way you want to look at it is good. When we don't tithe and give offerings, not only do we rob God, but we rob our nation. And when the nation don't tithe, or however you want to put it, every which way you want to look at it, return, nation. Return, people. How do we return? Bring all the tithes, the whole tenth of your income, into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And prove me now by it, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Amen and amen. Now, I want to say this right here. We do not seek God's hand. We seek His face. We do not seek what He can give us. We seek Him on a one-to-one relationship basis. We seek Him as our Father. We want the relationship and time with Him. That other deal, that's because we love Him. That's because He is our Father. That's because it is what's righteous. That's because we're supposed to. That's because we've been robbing. He's told us this forever and ever and ever and ever. We read it and then we do whatever we want with our tithe and offering. Well, they won't miss it this week. Well, they said the building fund's rising, so we can stop putting money there too. That there may be food in my house. That's the objective. The food in the house, okay? We don't sit here and eat apples and oranges when we come to... The food in the house is this right here. This is our food nowadays. That there may be food, there may be word, there may be ministering. When we tithe and we offer, we support God's ministry, okay? We need to get this deal out of our heads of my ministry, my this, my that. No, God's ministry. That'll make it a little easier to tithe, a little easier to give offerings and tithes. When we give our tithe and offering, it is giving to the ministry of the house. And your tithe belongs in the house that you've connected yourself with. Not down the street. Well, I'm going over here this week, but I'm a member at your church. Well, where did your tithe and offering go? Where did you go? Return. If you joined, I'm going to show you some more stuff about tithing. Prove him. Go ahead and try it. You might like it. See if he won't. I'm going to tell you what. We sit around and we cry about the windows being closed, but what are we doing to get them open? Return. Oh, I'm not getting up from God. I'll tell you, Pastor Angela did not know my message tonight, but some of the stuff she was saying, here it comes. We close the windows. 11, and I will rebuke the devourer, and here it says, insects and plagues for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine drop its fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. All right, here's where the open mind comes into play. We don't much have to worry about insects and plagues and stuff like that. We've got, you know, Raid. Good Raid. But insects and plagues can look like foolish spending, unnecessary items, wasting your husband's paycheck that he's worked so hard for all week. What are we doing? Those are our insects. What are we doing with our monies? We are a spoiled little bratty nation. What are we doing with our money? If we'll return to him, he'll make sure we don't do that junk. He'll make sure we got the finance in our hand. Not only that, for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Now, I'm not a farmer, guys. I don't know about you. I know it pertains to some, but I'm not a farmer. So you know what my fruit is? You know what my ground is? I'm the ground. Am I good or bad? I want to be good ground. He will not destroy the fruits of your ground. The fruits that grow in this ground are the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5. Listen, go home and live in Galatians 5. Get your Greek out. I know we gave some out a long time ago. People in this congregation have them. Get it out. Study Galatians 5. The good and the bad. The flesh and the spirit. Pick them words apart and apply them to your life. You're going to have ground problems. You're going to have fruit problems. If you don't know what to look for, get in Galatians 5 and figure it out. What is going on with me? Where am I going? What's taking me there? And why don't I just return? You know what? I live in this economy too. And I'll share this little personal right here, and then I'll get off, get back to this. My husband lost his job this year. And a lot of you in here probably didn't know or realize or care. We had a rough time. But you know what we did not do? What are we going to do? Know what else we did not do? We didn't stop tithing. His income was cut more than half. We didn't boohoo about it. We didn't, what are we going to do? And we didn't stop tithing. Because we know something. We know Him. Now, I ain't tooting our horn. I'm telling you how to handle stuff, guys. You know, ladies, when your man comes home, you've heard this one, and he says, I lost my job, honey. You don't go, ooh, 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 what are we going to do? And then drive him totally over the edge so that he thinks about this situation. Genesis chapter 2, girls. I will make him a help that is meet. That word meet in the Greek. Surround, protect, help, secure. I'm supposed to do that? Yes, ladies. That's what we're supposed to do for our men. Not rot their bones. Kill them spiritually. Help them die. How am I supposed to do that? I'm a wreck myself. Get on your knees and fight like a woman. I didn't go to him with the deal. I didn't go to Nucor, Marion, with the deal. I went to my provider with the deal. That's who we go to. Nobody supports me but him. I don't got to nag him for money because he doesn't support me. There's just a little something for you gals. And I might have something for you men in just a little bit, so hang on. Maybe. If the Lord permits, and don't get freaky on me. Women can, you got to understand the word, women can teach and women can preach. Study your Bible. That's a little sidetrack. Still in the middle of 11. Shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Our fruits are the fruit of the Spirit. Do you know when we do not tithe and give offerings, it damages us? It takes the fruit of the Spirit away. Out of the equation. What? No, you're not understanding giving. You're not understanding fruit. You're not understanding how the whole mechanism works. We don't give to get. We give because we love Him. We give because the ministry needs to go on. We get the idea that we're giving it to pastor and he's going to go spend it on whatever. You know what? The work of the ministry. If these lights weren't on, I could not read that word to you. He's got to pay the bill. That's what that bucket money goes for. The work of the ministry. Amen? Now you guys have heard, you go to the movie theater and you spend your $20, $40 down there. That's all good. You know, they pay their light bill just like we do here. They show you something. They feed you something. That isn't even and you don't squalor and holler about that, shelling out that dough. But come Sunday, tight all of a sudden. Ooh, the budget's tight. No, you're tight. Why can't I pay the bills? Because your love's messed up. Time, money, and effort into what we love. We will put time, money, and effort into what we love. Plain and simple. Do you love God? Return. Do you love the work of the ministry? That is God. Return. We are privileged to support the ministry. It is a privilege to support the ministry. That has not changed in forever. It is a privilege to support the ministry of God. That is some of you guys' ministry, is to support the ministry of God. Did you know that? Do you know how important it is to give of your finance? If it's all you can do, well, I'm screwed up, I can't go down there and clean church, I'm not like that. I can support the ministry. That's my ministry, is to support the ministry. We've had a wrong idea about it. And we've had wrong ideas about who our provider is. It is not the world, it is not our bosses, it is not our husbands, it is not our wives. It's God. And if we won't give him the time of day, we're in trouble. We won't tithe if we don't love God. We won't. Joanne, you're saying, I don't love God if I don't tithe. That's right. 100% right. He calls it robbery. And he says we need to return. Robbery. You know why? It is all his. Study some of these words out in the Greek. It's all his. Everything on this planet is God's and beyond. Our money is God's money. And all he requires is a dime on a buck. 10 lousy cents on a dollar is what it comes down to. But when the dollars start adding up, we get tight. If you're not faithful in the small, you will not be faithful in the big. Good, money from heaven, suitcase, $1 million. Never getting it. You got to be faithful with that little bit. If you can't tithe on a dollar, you're not going to tithe on a million of them. It's about love. In him. You know, we call ourselves Christians. You know? Well, we should act like Christians. No, we should be Christians. This act thing's got to go away. Christians love God. They return when they recognize and realize, I'm a frog. And I've just been falling asleep on Sunday morning. Could care less if I pay my tithe. Oh, life's so bad. Here it comes. The rest of that verse. Neither shall your vine drop its fruit before the time. All right, you can take that both ways. If you're working on the fruits of the Spirit and you're not loving God in every way you can love him, you're going to lose and cast your fruit off. Why am I losing patience? I've struggled with it. Why can't I love the brethren? Well, first of all, you don't love God. Why can't I do this and that and this? You cast your fruit. You've stopped your giving. You stopped your loving God. You stop thinking about what's really important and start thinking about what about me? I can't afford to tithe. I can't afford to give offerings. Listen to me. If you got a nickel in your pocket, you can afford an offering. A nickel! I'm not kidding, because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, then that bucket be heavy. Brother Phil have a hard time carrying it back. Tithe what you got and quit thinking about, Offer what you got and quit thinking about all the other. What am I going to have? He will open them. The windows of heaven will come open. And all of a sudden, you're going to grow spiritually. Your fruit's going to hang on you. It's not going to go away and drop off. It's not going to be cast away in an untimely manner. Right in the middle when you think you got it, oh, I'm so patient, bam, skip that tithe and that offering, and there goes the fruit and square one. Now you've got to do the fruit test all over again. You know, look at fruit now as your money. Some of us are casting untimely fruit of money in places it shouldn't be and on things it shouldn't go on. Listen, if this is your home, if you've joined this one, this is where your dollar goes. Now, we put it on, we'll go here, there, there, there. I don't have nothing against giving offerings, okay? But the majority of our tithe and offering, here. Begin to ask God where to tithe, where to offer, where to put your money. Ask His advice. Oh, that looks good. I think I'll just inquire of the Lord. Return to Him. Everything to do with your money and your spiritual walk and everything else, go to Him first. Always. Don't just come up with an idea. Oh, that sounds good. There's a lot of things that sound good that are not good. Ask. And if you've already stepped into something like that, look, some of these places, if you start giving them all the, and you decide, okay, nah, that's enough. I don't want to give them no more. You get a letter in the mail. And they're like, no, you signed on for 2 years. What? Where did it say that? In that little tinky, tinky, tinky print. So you better ask God. This is a safe house. This is a good, safe place to put your money right here. You know where it's gone. You see what it's doing. You know, you get to partake in the fruit of it. That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, enough about that. But you can. You can cast it off. You can cut your own hand. You can cut your own money off by not giving your tithe and offering. Return to Him. Not just, you know, money-wise, but spiritually, we drop our fruit. Both ways. 12. All nations shall call you happy and blessed. Are you happy? Are you blessed? I'm serious now. I fell for this one just this month. Oh, well. And I recognized that stinker and said, oh, no, you don't. Out. I'm happy and blessed, and I'm going to look like I am happy and blessed. I am not accepting that other. I'm not. That is not what God wants us to do or be, and it's certainly not what He is. Don't get me started on Him. I ain't got time tonight to get. If I get on that, it's going to be all over but the song. Happy and blessed, for you shall be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. 13, your words have, all right, now, but you say, in what way do we rob or defraud you, God? Your words have been strong and hard against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? These responses to God just, they irk me. What do we do? What did I do, God? You have said it is useless to serve God. What benefit is it for me? I put my money in there every week. I'm broke as can be. I can't even meet my bills. I'm this and that. This is talking about you if you're doing that. I can't do this. I can't do that. Nah, nah, nah. Useless to serve God. And what profit is it if we keep his ordinances and walk gloomily as if in mourning before the Lord of hosts? He's not impressed with that. God, I'm giving my offering, but it hurts. That's not righteous offering. Fifteen, and now we consider the proud and arrogant to be happy and favored, evildoers as they are exalted and prosper. Yes, and when they test God, they escape unpunished. Listen. So what? He reigns on the just and unjust alike. He's merciful, howbeit they might get saved, you know? No, we can't be doing this. Holler and complain, belly aching. Look at them over there. They're evil. He still gets a drink, and his life's great. He's got a car and a yacht and a this and a that. His life's great, and he's still drinking, carousing, chasing women. Here it comes, men. Listen, men. God gave you these eyeballs in your head. Now, I don't even know all the implications of this because I'm not a man, but listen to me. God created you guys for so much more. He gave you eyeballs to see beauty. And I don't mean in a perverted way. I mean beauty. You know, skyscrapers aren't even the tip of the iceberg of what you men could be doing with your eyes. Think about what God puts in us, you guys. What we just have inborn into us. And how we're using it. God has great things for guys to do besides chase women around, act foolish with their buds. No, you know, he wants a righteous sacrifice, guys. He wants you guys right. He wants you to be the right. He wants you to be the one in the crowd when they're all standing around looking at it in the workplace or wherever. I got this straight from this man. To say, nope, don't need that. What I got at home is fine, Miss Katie. Pastor Angela. What I got at home is fine. I don't need that. My eyes were created for something better than women's bodies. It's flesh. But men turn into these. No, created for so if we would do what God intended for us to do with our eyes, with our bodies, with our money, with our time, with our walk, with our all of it. Whew, great things. Great things. I long for the day when God's men step up. Long for that. Let's see, how far did I get in there? All right, 16. Then those who feared, now listen to this, those people who fear God, the Lord God, talked often to one another. And the Lord listened to that talk, and heard that talk, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who reverenced and worshipfully feared the Lord, who thought on his name. You know, when we're together talking about God and how good he is, here, there, everywhere, it don't matter. He hears that. He listens to that. And he writes it down in a book. What's he going to do with that, Joanne? I'll tell you. 17. And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in that day when I publicly recognize and openly declare them to be my jewels, my special possession, my peculiar treasure, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Amen? He writes down what we say when we're talking about him. And I think when we get there, when he shows up, we're going to see it. I think he's going to pull the book out and go, I remember this. You know? I remember when you was talking about me and you said this and this and this. Man, that's the good stuff. Instead of, I know when you said this and this and this and No, I think he rather chooses to forget that and write this stuff down. 18. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him who serves God and him who does not serve him. We're going to be judges. You know? If what we do is sit around and conversate about the Lord, we've got promises. That's a hardy for guys sometimes in their circles to start talking about the Lord, initiate a conversation about the Lord, let the pride level drop, and talk about God. But he hears it. He hears that. All that tonight, guys, to say this. Get in Galatians 5. Study the bad, the flesh, the works of the flesh. Study the good, the spirit, the works of the spirit, in depth. Start recognizing weird stuff in you and move forward in God. Return from wherever it is you are, whether you went somewhere or whether you're just being stewed like a frog. And come on back to him. Come on back. Get that stuff out that's keeping you and taking you and leading you. And remember that God rewards. Now we don't seek his hand, but you know what? If we'll study those fruits of the Spirit and the other side, the works of the flesh, we're going to let some stuff go and we're going to start growing in the fruit. And then we're going to do what's right because we love God. You can't have the fruit of the Spirit in you and not love God. You cannot do it. It's his. Let's come back. Let's return. You know, sometimes we got to go back to basic stuff and stop being a frog. Go back to them basic things. And pastors told us time and time again, if you're screwing up along the way and you hit a wall, stop right there and back it up. What? Something happened right before the wall that messed me up, and now here I sit, week after week. I wish the service was over. What am I going to have for dinner? I'm not putting that tithe in there. I'm not going to give an offering. Why should I give an offering? If you love God and you have fruit, you will know in your spirit why. If you love God, you will. Tithing is not about giving away your money. Tithing is about who you are in Christ Jesus. And so often we miss that when we hear messages about tithing. We have to know who we are. We have to love God, and tithing ain't nothing but a thing, because it's all His anyway, and all He requires is a dime. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank You for Your word tonight, and Lord, I pray it springs up in the hearts of everyone here tonight, and that it causes growth and life. I pray tonight, Father, that it changes us, that we don't stay the same, that we return and we move forward with You and we don't lag behind, get complacent. I pray, Father, tonight that You bless everyone in here financially. I pray that You bless them spiritually. Open the windows of heaven, Lord, for Your tithers and Your offerers. According to Your word, Lord, bless Your people tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thanks, guys.